Are you asking this question, or are you just?
We're rolling.
Oh, we're rolling? Okay.
Well, first I should probably ask you to just summarize TRI and what its goals are.
Well, the targeted reading intervention was developed to help classroom teachers be more effective in their instruction of reading for the children in the class that are not making progress with her regular instruction in the classroom. And we know that almost in all classrooms, no matter how good they are, there's always that group of kids at the bottom that just doesn't profit from regular classroom instruction. So we developed individualized strategies that are matched to the child's skill level. Generally, the instruction that teachers give is way above where those kids are, the ones at the bottom. And so we've developed these strategies that are particularly effective for children that don't profit from regular instruction. And what's really good about this is it's preventing kids from getting diagnosed with reading disabilities later. So our goal is for all children, except those that might have a really severe disability in reading, to be successful by the end of early elementary school.
I'm getting a little.
Oh. Okay.
Oh. I sit on my
hands. Well, this table is a little like it.
I'm trying to move that back. Okay.
All right, I'll sit on my hands.
Stay proper.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, what are some of the special techniques that the teachers use in the targeted reading intervention?
Well, we really have three parts to the targeted reading intervention. The one that's the most unique is what we call word work. And that's where we help children understand the relationship between letters and their sounds in the context of actual words and text. So we might have letter cards that have C, A, and T on it, on there, and we have the child then help spell that word, but by helping them understand what the sounds of that word are. So it would be k-et. And we do that before children even know the alphabet. So what we're really interested in is just though the children understanding that this particular symbol has a sound associated with it. And then once they get that, we get them to see if they can contrast words. So cat and change it to cot. So on our letter board, we may have C, A, T, and O there. And the children have to understand that they can change cat to cot by changing that vowel. But they also are able then to try and contrast eh and ah, which for a little child is very difficult. And so, but using this kind of change one sound strategy, children learn very quickly. It's just amazing how good children in kindergarten, first, second grade are at doing that if you give them that kind of strategy that the teacher presents to them.
How long does the teacher spend with the struggling reader, and what are some of the other things they do with them?
Well, we try and have the teacher spend 15 minutes a day with this child one-on-one, 4 days a week, until the child makes rapid progress, and then she goes on to another child. So besides the change one sound, or their other kinds of word-level strategies, we also have the children read texts that are related to the kinds of words they're working with in word work. So they choose a text that the child might like. So the teacher finds out, okay, this child really likes dogs. So they choose a text that has both an interest level and they also have that word level work that they're doing. So the child has experience in being a fluent reader. And also then the teacher can find out if they are actually comprehending what they're reading by asking the child questions about the text, having the child summarize and predict what's going to happen in the text. Because the goal of reading is really reading comprehension. And of course, that's what we want for the children too.
What kind of results are you seeing from this in the school in northern North Carolina that you've been working with?
Yes, we are all over the country, but we are in an elementary school in Warren County, North Carolina. That's up there near the Virginia line, and we're in Northside Elementary. And we're very pleased with the results that we've been getting over the last year because, as you know, we do this webcam so the teacher and the child can be seen on the computer in their classroom, and our literacy consultants can see and hear them. They can see and hear us. And then she gives the teacher some advice about maybe what are the best strategies to use with this child. And it's in real time, and that works really well. We've done what they call randomized clinical trials, which is the gold standard in our field for understanding the effects of an intervention. And this past year, we have found that not only do we get very large gains of for our struggling readers, but we also get gains for the non-struggling readers who are in the same classrooms. So the teachers are generalizing these strategies to other children in the classroom, and we're closing the achievement gap. So by the end of the year, there are no differences in reading achievement between our struggling readers and our non-struggling readers. And that, of course, we're extremely pleased with, and we're hoping that we'll continue that in the future and hopefully get all these children at grade level.
This is good. I think there's a sign in the school that says, "I will not let you fail." What is the sign that's in the lobby of the school, and how is it indicative of TRI?
Well, it fits really well with our goals because we don't want any children to fail, and we want them to feel that success. And one of the reasons that we use this one-on-one strategy for the teachers is that the children who are not progressing in the classroom are often the ones that the teacher also finds more difficult in general. But when the teacher works with the child on one-on-one, that child just lights up. We'd have never had a child who doesn't want to work with the teacher one-on-one. And you just see that the child is feeling very successful, and that even these children who are at the bottom are not going to fail. They're going to feel very successful, so that by the end of elementary school, they're successes.
What kinds of things behaviorally happen typically to these children without targeted reading intervention?
Well, that's a good question. And I can just tell you in general that those children who are at the bottom of the class don't profit from regular instruction. The literature suggests that not only don't they learn to read, but they often become behavior problems because even a kindergarten child, and I have data from another study that I've done, they know that they're not doing well in school. It's just amazing. They can say to you, "I'm just not learning like the rest of the children in the classroom," and they feel very bad about it. So it's very clear that you have to do something early in school, or children begin to find other ways to get attention in the classroom that may not be helpful to them, and they kind of disengage, and so they're not really learning in the classroom, and they may become, as I said, behavior problems. But just in general, it makes it much harder for them to learn as the years go by.
How many schools has TRI been in across the country? Do you remember it's been in?
We've been in hundreds of classrooms. We've been in Texas, in New Mexico, Nebraska, and in three counties in North Carolina. I mean, do you want me to tell you the other counties that have been?
could we go over that section again?
Okay.
Where she was talking about the "we will not let you fail."
Okay.
You had some great stuff there, but I wonder if you could repeat that quote, because I've got that quote in a picture, and if you could say that, it would be a perfect segue. You know, when that quote comes up on the screen, because that was really good, that what you said there about the, you know, "we will not let you fail." Could we sort of run?
You want me to say "we will not let you fail"?
Well, let's see. What does the sign actually say? Does it say "I will not let you fail"?
I believe it says "I will not."
Oh, "I will not let you fail."
Right, because it's on the bulletin board there.
Okay.
in the lobby of the thing, and it's talking about the teacher, and there's a long quote from, right. I forget who the teacher is, but at the bottom of it, it says, "I will not let you fail," and I think that's a really pithy quote for that thing. And what you said there was terrific. Maybe we could just run over that one more time. Is that all right?
Yeah, it is. But you want me to say that in the school, or?
You could say something like, there's a sign in the lobby of the Northside Elementary in Warren County.
Or just the philosophy.
Yeah.
It says, I will not let you fail.
Okay.
And that is indicative of just targeted reading intervention.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Because.
Okay. In Northside Elementary, there's a sign as you come in that says, I will not let you fail. And I think that's a great quote that's right there, because it's a commitment that the school and Warren County are making to children, that we won't let you fail. Here you've come to school, you're ready to learn, and it's our obligation as teachers and principals and staff to make sure that every one of you is successful in this school. And I think the targeted reading intervention is part of that promise. So we are very pleased that Northside allowed us to come in, and they realize they have some children who are not learning as they should in the regular classroom. And so we're there to help their teachers make sure that almost every single child's going to be successful in early elementary school.
Fabulous.
Beautiful. Beautiful. That was great. That was great.
Okay.
That was very good. Very good. Thank you.
Super.
Okay. Well, good.
Do you want us to do any more?
What do you?
I think I'm done.
Okay. All right. Take